Thank you. the heads of the children. So we've got a little video clip, and I'm looking around for people to make sure you can see. We're going to see the story of Moses and the Ten Commandments. Thank you.
God led his people out of Egypt, heading for the Promised Land. He had parted the Red Sea for them, and now they were in the desert. Soon, the people began complaining.
We should have stayed in Egypt. There we had meat and all the food we wanted, but we'll starve to death in this desert.
But God still loved his people. He made sure they had plenty of food and water. He gave them a strange white food called manna. It came from the sky and was very good for them, but still the people whined and complained. Once, God even made water come out of a rock so they would have fresh water to drink. The people were happy to have water, and they stopped whining for a little while. One day, God called Moses up to the top of a mountain to have a talk. God gave Moses many rules to help his people know how to live. God wrote the rules on stone with his finger. We call these rules the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord your God. You must not have any other gods except me. Do not worship or serve any other gods or idols. Do not speak the name of the Lord your God thoughtlessly. Keep the Lord's day holy. Honor your father and your mother. Do not murder anyone. Be true to your husband or wife. Do not steal. Do not tell lies. Do not wish for someone else's things.
And it's sunset, Father Abraham. Not worship God. Not
believing in God. So that's the first thing. You've got to believe in God, and then you've got to say, God, you're more important to me than all the other things. I don't want to go out fishing or playing tennis or something when it's time to go and worship you. I want to always put you first. So that's the first one. Next one, worship only God. That's a tricky one. Because what else would you worship? Yeah, you can worship Jesus.
Hey, God,
okay. Well, yes, something you do. That's right. It doesn't matter what it is. Anything that stops you putting God first. For some people it might be they love their old car and they're out there all the time cleaning it, polishing it, doing it, not going to church, not stopping to think of God. Could be a unicorn, because you know they're not there. Isn't that sad? I'm sorry to break it to you, but you know, you love unicorns more than God. That's it. Okay, next one. No bad words. Who uses bad words? I'm doing you. Well, I won't say
anything.
Oh, well, Mrs. Henderson, you get a look up here. No bad words. And you know, some people are really, really bad in some of the things they say. And they say God's name as something that's really horrible. So we don't do any of that sort of thing. Only nice words, good words for God. Next one, please. Work six, rest one. What does that mean? Work six, rest one. Work 6 days a week and rest for one day, because that's what God did. It took him 6 days to create the world, and he rested. Rested on the seventh day. And so he said, that's what we should do. That's today. Well, in our society, it's kind of God. Okay, next one, please. Oh, this is a good one. Okay, the parents. How do the parents feel? Your favourite?
My favourite.
Obey your parents. Why do you have to obey them?
Because otherwise the parents
would
suck them out of your bed.
They're doing God's advice. No. You know, you could do some silly things and some dangerous things, wouldn't you, if you didn't listen to them? Yeah, not cleaning your room. Look how dangerous that would be. You fall over something. You could get all sorts of germs in there. Oh, yeah, I don't mind. I'm made of bedrooms. Next one, please. Harm no one. Don't hurt anybody. That's almost the same as being kind, isn't it? The opposite of being kind, really. You don't go around and hurt anybody. Next one. Don't cheat. Who cheats? Lots of people do, don't they? Adults might realise this has another meaning, but for us, don't cheat at all in anything. Next one, if it's not yours, don't take it. But what's the word we use for that? Starts with an S. Big boys can answer to S. Stealing, no stealing. It's not yours, don't take it. Okay? Tell the truth. Is that a hard one? When is it hard, Liam?
When you're fighting with your brother.
When you're fighting with your brother, it's hard to tell the truth. What about when you think you're going to get into trouble? Sometimes it's hard to tell the truth there with some of us. But if you break the windows or something, you better talk to Father God. This I didn't hear what the lion said.
I said when somebody asked you what your weight is.
Oh, well, no, there are some exclusions.
The truth will set you free.
Yes, except asking people's weight. All right. Okay, this is a tricky one. Don't be jealous of other people's stuff. And I guess when you get to school, you always see somebody that's got more things than you, don't you? And you want them sometimes. God says, be happy with what you've got. Is that a hard one, Ezekiel? It is for some people. Very, very hard. What do you need that you can't live without that you haven't got? A unicorn. Well, I can't believe it.
You can just find it out.
Yeah, she is actually living fine without one. You're doing really well. So, has God given you your every wish? No, because the things that are bad for you that you wish, He doesn't give you. Okay, so except you can help me read them. Put God first, worship only Him, no bad words, work 6, rest 1, obey your parents, harm no one, don't cheat. If it's not yours, don't take it. Tell the truth and don't be jealous of other people's things. Don't want what everybody else has got. Okay. Yes, now we're going to have a game, a test. Now, if you can't read really well, then it might be a good idea to get an adult, but I do need a couple of helpers too. So, would you like to be a helper? You answered so many questions. You can come and put it out of the box. Okay, now we've got a song called The Ten Commandments.
We pray for your guidance as we seek to proclaim
our faith. We seek your love, to share your love with those around. We thank you that Jesus also said that we should love our neighbour as ourselves. We pray for our relationship with others. We pray for your guidance and direction in the way that we lead our lives in community. We give thanks for the many nations that base their legal system upon the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue that you gave to Moses. We pray that our nations may live in respect for one another, to those nations that seek power within their own strength, may come to realise that there is a greater power than their own. We pray for those nations that break away and seek to do their own thing and threaten and cause disturbance and disruption with other nations. Lord, we acknowledge that there are people within our community, our worshipping community here at H2K, who are in need of particular blessings, those who are sick, those who are feeling a little down and distracted at this point of time. We pray for your guidance that we may do what you call us to do, to be in the face of Christ to them. So Lord, as we strive to keep the commandments that you set before us, help us to always honour you and show respect to others. And as your Son Jesus Christ has taught us to pray, we say together, Our Father,
hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
So if we have been forgiven, if we have modeled our lives on the life that God would lead us, would have us lead, then as our next song reminds us, we will be no longer slaves.
Lord God of all creation, through your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and the service of your kingdom.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We thank you, gracious God, for these gifts of bread and wine. May we who receive them, as Jesus said, share his body and his blood. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread and gave it to his friends and said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup and he gave thanks. He shared the cup with them and said, "This is my blood poured out so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in remembrance of me." Fill us with your Spirit that we may follow Jesus in all we do and say, working for justice and bringing your peace to this world that you have made. Be known to us, Lord Jesus, in the breaking of the bread. Please come, share with me. Okay, we're up to the grace.
We're almost in a circle.
And we've got Jean back with us, which is lovely, and June. It's lovely to see both of you back. And Diane, I'm sorry, Diane.
And Jesse.
And Claire. And Claire. So, a big circle, I think.
A big circle.